Blog Talk Radio.
Now, I know y'all understand this here, because I am on TIME, but I really got something for you, and I think I'm just guessing that you'll love this more than you like my old opening. So, listen in.
I love this song because it means so much to me. I know without you, we can't get up in the morning. We can't garment ourselves. We wouldn't be able to move one foot before the other. We couldn't lift our hands. We couldn't open our eyes. We couldn't fix breakfast for our children. And some time ago, I'm getting ready to take you back away. We put together a song saying, whenever your load get heavy, and you begin to feel like the weight of the world has been down on your shoulders. What you need to be in a different time. Lord, I know I can't make it. Oh, Lord, I can't make it by myself. Let me sing one more verse. I say that one more time? Tell the Lord sometimes, Lord, I just can't make it out here in the mean world. I can't make it down here.
All right. Just let you all know I can't make it by myself. I need y'all, but, you know, one of my nephews I just got off the phone with said, I can rely on telling me who to talk to, Uncle Bill. I start to tell him right then, well, I know somebody ain't going to change their mind. But I'm going to wait till he calls me back and let me segue on into this evening's topic. My topic this evening is I'm on my way. And since we already done heard, you know we can't do it by ourselves. You call on the Lord. You know what I'm saying? He'll be there to guide you. He'll be there to be your roadmap and everything else you've been waiting on. But guess what? You're not late. You're not early. And you're just not prepared if you ain't already got some begging to do. You know, you might need to get started as soon as possible. But also, I got another call today from one of my nephews that I hadn't heard from in a long while. You know, on paper, I got it spoken to, you know, in months. And, yeah, he's that kind, yeah. But moving on, he wanted to discuss a problem that a lot of us baby boomers have been facing for years and going to be facing for quite a few others if we live long enough, and that's of old age. Maybe not yourself, but those that you have longevity in your family and in your household and in your genes and all that. Not your blue jeans, man. No, in your genes. You know what I'm talking about, your DNA and all of that. But if you do, and your parents are still living, think of the problems he going to have with you. Y'all don't hear me. But what you need to do is start trying to understand and figure out some of the things that you're going to have to take care of before you get to, you know, a lot of y'all children ain't dependable. Let's go on and get real. I got a little niece, man. Her name is Kim. I've been trying to talk her into doing one of these shows. Because she's been faced with so much adversity that it don't show. Come from them good genes, y'all. Same ones I've been talking about. And, you know, I'm glad to be a member of her family. You know what I'm saying? I'm dodging some of them other ones now, you know, because, yeah, all the genes must have just went to kill. That's a joke, y'all. But because, you know, you get faced with so much adversity, and just like the song said, you already know you can't do it by yourself. But if you know you got somebody you can depend on, you know you got somebody in your corner, Lord have mercy. I've been there, y'all. I've been there. I've been trying to tell y'all for years, you know. Golly, man. See, when I was young, I started having health problems and stuff. Because I was a risk taker, and, you know, I was just looking for, they had already told me, don't believe in luck, Uncle Billy. Believe in, you know, good preparation, and people were there. Man, how come you don't work, Uncle Billy? Oh, I'm getting prepared. I was getting prepared for 100 years ahead, you know, because I know it's going to come to this date and this time that, you know, Uncle Bill is going to be needing help and from other sources and things like that. So So I've been getting prepared. I've been walking the chalk line, trying to tell the Lord, Lord, I'm already just sitting at the table. You know, I know me and you're going to have dinner and talk about this and all of this here. So, you know, I believe that's what Miss Kim has been doing, because she handles all of her problems with a smile, with the strength in her heart, and I'm just so proud of her. And by the way, it is her birthday. So let's look at it like this. We all are going to be faced with our parents or grandparents having problems with their health in their older years. Now, hell, you have to understand, some of these folks are 90-something years old, 100 years old. You know, let's be real. Let's be real. Some of us ain't going to get that. You know what I'm saying? And I try to stress some of the importance of that almost in every conversation I have with the youngsters that's supposed to be watching my back. But, you know, the first thing out there, my Uncle Bill, I don't want to talk about that. I got your back, Uncle Bill, but I don't want to talk about it. You know, all of that kind of stuff. I ain't even talked to my boys about it, you know, because, well, I've been, and I'm going to say the N word, but I'm going to say politically correct. The N word. I don't like that, but I'm being nice today. Just something about my young nephews and things. I respect them in all aspects of their lives and everything else, except dependability. Until my nieces get on their butts and say, man, do this, get your butt up and get ready and do this here and do this, I'm not even expecting them to be at my funeral. So you know what I'm saying? I'm just being real. I'm just keeping it straight. But you have to get prepared for these type of things and the illnesses that's going to keep them here, the older people I'm talking about, the older generation, because we don't like giving up, man. We don't like just saying, come on, Lord, take me home. You know, we say, can I have 5 more years? You know, I can handle it. I can take the pain. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all just scared to talk about it. Y'all don't want to talk about it. But one of my other associates over at Bethesda Memorial would really like to talk to a few of you all because of the necessity, y'all. You know, you have to realize facts speak for themselves. And since the older baby boomers sometimes can't speak for theirs, they need a good young warrior to help get them prepared. And that, my child, is you. So think about it. Some of the things that you want to do that you can do, you better do it. Because that might be the asset you need to either keep them here a little longer with a comfortable thought about it, and you won't be shocked. Yeah, you know, yeah, you getting down with it now. You beginning to understand where I'm coming from, because let's keep it 1,000, y'all. God, no. Everybody going to pass that way, you know, through them golden gates. But if you keep fighting the feeling, if you, yeah, I know, shit, it's hard to give up. And don't, you know, I stress that, you know, if you can always use your mind and stuff and you ain't got critical thoughts on your mind, I condemn the fact of giving up. I don't care in what case. But, you know, give somebody else the rights to help you make those decisions or whatever, but you know they've got to be made. So like Marvin Gaye used to say, let's get it on, man. Because it's a lot of fun things to do out here. I try to tell people about their retirement thoughts and all of this here way before time. Because, you know, a lot of us just don't make those preparations. A lot of us are hesitant about doing what's right for you. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to talk about that. Well, nigga, you ain't going to hear about it after the fact. Excuse me, I use the N-word. But, you know, I'm sorry. But you're not going to hear about it after the fact. So you might as well say, yeah, I'd like to make preparations with so-and-so, so-and-so. And right now, I'm just stating to try to make your time so you won't have to look it up. So you won't, because I always try to find out which one might be best for me, what might be better for me. Right now, I'm trying to work out something with Bethesda, because that's where our morning devotionals come from, y'all. You know, when I get up in the morning, get ready to listen to a morning devotional, you know, I got it like that. But there's the sense of me. The song that you all hear first on my show, if you call in the morning, that'll be Bethesda, ringing my eyes up. So that's what it's all about, y'all. So tonight's show was just a follow-up on a conversation that I had gotten, and it makes it kind of hard on you to have to tell somebody, well, you know, well, maybe in a couple of years, a few years, you're going to have to be prepared. So if you're not prepared, let's start talking about it with like the preamble to the Constitution. It's the preamble to the resolution. It's, y'all don't hear me. Y'all don't hear me. But then you can't back up, and you just can't disregard it, y'all. Somebody's going to have to do it. If you leave it up to somebody and you step inside there and ain't nothing going right and ain't nobody really prepared, who you going to blame? You can't blame the Ghostbusters, y'all. You can't. They lead them out of it. But, you know, that'd be just like one of us going in, being upset and everything, but you didn't man up when it was time to talk about this kind of stuff. But now you want to man up and say what was wrong. Get out of my face. You know I'm going to be packing, so don't even talk to me about it, because you know I'm going to be mad, and I ain't going to take it no more. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to just pull that one up, stick my head out and say all of that. I'm going to be doing what I'm supposed to do, which is, take care of business. Yeah, y'all don't hear me. But guess what? You will, because my family got walked on just a few years back. My oldest sister passed, and I heard she was cremated in Fort Worth. You know what I'm saying? And that was really upsetting. I'd hate to hear somebody else and my family having those same type of problems. After all, I have beset them with information like this on a regular basis, and I told them. But the first thing, even when I told them about the insurance that you should have been doing way back when, Uncle Bill, I already got insurance. I said, wait, I don't want you to have the kind of insurance that's going to encompass and give you problems either before or after, though, sweetheart. So why don't you talk to these people here or do it like this here? Uncle Bill, I didn't want to get involved with that, with you and so on. I don't like talking. Baby, let's keep this real. You realize I done had a double transplant. I done died two times on the operating table. Well, I ain't counting these last couple. But, I laid in a flow bleeding profusely on the inside. And they got me to the ambulance on time to save my life. And, you know, all of that kind of stuff there, died on the operating table and all of this kind of stuff. Had a little old light breathing mishap in 2013. Had to land on the table, doing a prostate thing, a removal of a stone or something. I don't know, all of that kind of stuff. So, you know, if you don't start talking about it now, you might not get another time. I'm talking about all of mine now. all of my nieces and nephews that's been considering, well, what we going to do when Uncle Bill die? No, y'all ain't been having them conversations because y'all scared. Well, guess what? Get unscared, because I'm getting old and I know it. I'm just like the old song, though. I'm too proud to show it. I'm black and I'm proud, but I just, you know, yeah, So I'm saying all of that to say y'all need to get prepared, because not just because today is Sunday, no, but because you were born dying. You were put upon this earth to die. Look at the dash on that little sign, on your little monument that you're getting prepared with and everything. You live in the dash now, because your birth says one thing, your death is already being scheduled. They just wait, but the dash hasn't been fulfilled. Fulfill the dash. That's what I'm talking about. Do it well enough where people won't mind helping you prepare and preparing for you, because you complemented your reason for being. That's all I'm saying. And let me get past that right now. Let's talk about something else. Yeah, because the Ask Uncle Billy brand is growing, y'all. I am telling you, by leaps and bounds. We are putting together a host of shows, and we are joining in to things like the Dallas County Block Grand Party, the longest soul train party in history on the Guinness Book of Records. Oh, we ain't done it yet, have we? Well, no, it's coming July the 30th. And guess what? Uncle Billy going to be in the soul train dance line. Yeah, y'all hear me? I know you do, because some of y'all want to see me out there popping that sweat, doing my thing. Yeah, you going to hear me? And guess what? I'm going to bring all a bunch on. So I will be talking with some other folks the rest of this week and trying to get my old posse back up. It's still a few of us, and we going to see about chain gang in the soul train line. Yeah. So I'm just like God dog me, old wine. I'm getting fine at the right time. So we going to go on with the rest of the night's show, and I'm trying to get you nephews and things. I know y'all got some things going out there. Baby Jane, I saw the Palm Club. I don't do the Palm Club, son. I'm a little old for that, you know. I got heart, what that man said on them commercials. I got heart murmurs and stuff, you know. I can't see all of that stuff and get excited. I'm old. So, but have a grand party. I heard you all are doing your opening show tonight, so keep it going. But if you need to build, you know, your brand or plant your seeds, give Uncle Billy a call, 214-434-8318. And my call-in line, so that you can get some more of this when you get by yourself, because you said, yeah, that old man ain't talking about nothing but dying tonight. Yeah, well, that preempted the other show that I was going to have, and I'm kind of glad. Because it's a lot going on, y'all. And so if we don't start thinking about the things that's going to untie family members' hands and stuff like this here, we shooting ourselves in our feet. I sure said that nicely, didn't I? Shooting yourself in your damn foot. So, and we do it all the time. Like I said in last night's show, you know, we get on that God dog me highway to glory. Well, God dog me, we head not, we getting there on time and everything, and you just stop in the middle of the God dog me highway, and people be riding by there asking, why is he stopped? Why is he over there? He ain't got his hood up or nothing, but he's sitting there, because that's what he used to. He used to waiting, being the last one to get there. He don't want to get there, too. We talking about success, y'all. we talking about something can't nobody do but him, and he's shooting himself in his own foot because he's scared of the success. Y'all don't hear me, y'all. See, because, you know, people, doctors can't even tell you why some people will do it, and they're scared to win. They're scared of success because, you know, they've been told so long that they can't own nothing. They can't do nothing. They done heard stuff that, oh, man, where they don't believe in themselves enough to get self-motivated about anything that's on the upward climb. I'm black. So, but you climbing up the ladder and you're doing your own thing and you get to the top and then you fall off accidentally on purpose. See, that's what I'm talking about. Will success make you quit? I had a call a little earlier telling me that, lady said she just can't take it no more. And her husband been getting into it. I said, excuse me, Miss Lady. I said, it ain't really too much I can tell you about married life. I've never been married. She said, well, did you date? I said, yeah, a whole lot. I said, but I've never been married. See, you trying to put an apple on an orange, and that's just not going to work. I can get on the show and ask you all the questions and whatever, but we'll be hearing the same type of answers at the same time because I've never asked anyone those type of questions. I really don't know who to contact to tell you how to get some help and whatever, but I can tell you that Miss Joan Rivers is dead, and I know she used to do it. She used to talk to folk about married life and stuff like that, but that's not my forte. So what we have to do now is, try to stay in our own lane, but, you know, you get up, you go to a carpenter's job, but you really like plumbing. You see what I'm talking about? See where I'm going with this, y'all? See, because it doesn't make any sense. Remember, a long while back, years ago, I always stated, if you don't like what you're doing, you're on the wrong job. If you don't appreciate the money that you're making, you're on the wrong job. And I submit to you that if you get up off your butt and ask any professional in the field that you want to be in, what would it take for me to be on your team? And you tell them you already got some of the equipment or whatever, say, but you just want to learn how to get around certain corners and do certain things and this here and that there, and show him how interested you are in the game of whatever it is that you really want to do, I submit to you, you're going to get some help almost immediately. But you're scared. I don't know what the hell you're scared of, big old ugly gorilla looking. But that's a fact. You know, it's not a shame thing to say anymore that, say, man, I need help. Didn't you just hear the song? You can't do it by yourself. It's going to take somebody else. Put your hand in the man that you know can. You know, the Lord giveth, the Lord take it away. To much is given, of much is required. So, you know, what you got to do is, oh, man, I've been given all this talent to do all this good plumbing stuff. I ain't really got nothing but past history in it, and I've been doing it for 30 years. You realize that's better than a college education, 30 years experience in anything. But you're a carpenter, because that's what's paying you right now. You're scared to make a change. Well, after 30 years in the business, God, no, I wouldn't call it a change. I'd call it an upgrade, a move up. And I'd hurry up and go over to Well, what's the name of some of them plumbing pay? I don't work, y'all. I don't work anymore, so I don't know them kind of thing. But I know that if you go to one and tell them you got 30 years experience, that's a move up the ladder automatically. So, you know, you get ready to put your star on your chest. But, you know, fear will keep you broke, hungry, and mistrusting the people around you. Because if somebody ain't told you in 30 years of shit, you need to own your own business or you need to do something better. You're in the wrong crowd, brother. I'm going to see what else we got. Since you all liked the song so much while ago, I figure I'll come back with something like, y'all gonna love this one. Y'all gonna love this one.
What is greatness?
Living this moment,
because of you. I want to thank you and praise you too for your grace and mercy. It brought me through. Right now I can see. Do you know why? Because
have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Your grace and mercy. And see, it's a lot of y'all that can't relate to that. And I try to tell folk all the time, because of the differences in values and morals and a whole lot of different things, we misinterpreted a whole lot of things that our forefathers was talking about, and our kids are doing some of the same things that they are misinterpreting some of the things that we were talking about. So, but with grace and mercy, he's going to see us through, you know, because if it happened to me, it can happen to you. And that's something we always believed in. We always said, but if we can break this chain, y'all don't hear me. Y'all don't hear me. Yeah, I know that's a new song or everything. I'm keeping up with it. But if we can break this chain, y'all, and start relating more, communicating better, and all the whole nine yards, y'all. Because we scared to talk about the things, and I said the other night at a show, I think it was Tuesday night or Monday night or something, that in which we're afraid to talk about with our children will come back to haunt them and you. Keep living. Keep living. That in which we are afraid to talk about with our children will eventually come back to haunt you real soon, I believe, real soon, because, you know, you ain't getting no younger. So just get prepared, you know, get prepared for a whole lot of why we didn't talk about that when we was young, you know, and stuff. All kinds of stuff. You know what I'm saying? Because I can honestly tell you right now, your grace and mercy is what saw me through. Like I said, with the transplants and everything, I had to turn down a kidney last Sunday. And that's the reason I'm saying it will come back to haunt you, in that in which you didn't talk to your youngsters and family about. So what we got to do, y'all, is pick up the pieces, and I'd rather you pick up the pieces before tragedy strikes or something else comes along, and then you say, well, it caught me off guard. You've been knowing about it for 90 years. You've been knowing you was born to die. You're just scared to talk about it and get it locked down before something like that happens. So I'm going to let you all listen at this one, and then I'm going to get ready to make my little five-minute speech.
Our message today on this Father's Day is going to be brought by a preacher whom I've known longer than he's known himself. And some of you know him before he knew himself. He roamed the aisles of this church as a toddler. He came up through the church school and the training union ministries. And he's been a man of a boy to most of you. He ain't perfect, but he is a preacher. It's been a while since he stood in your midst. Don't want you to frown today. One thing about the black church, we help the preacher to preach, because we witness to the truth. And he's coming as the Holy Spirit leads him. And I want us to pray with and for him. elevation of our right hand. Brother Eddie Smith Jr., we would see Jesus.
Repeat after me. I have so much, so much to thank God for. I have so much, so much to thank God for. He's made a way for me. He gives me victory. He opened doors for me that I'm not able to see. I have so much to thank God for. Give the Lord a hand of praise. To our pastor, Pastor Smith, and my fellow brother in the ministry, to the official members of this great church, the visitors and friends, it is indeed an honor as well as a pleasure to stand before you this morning. It is indeed, we're happy to be here, for it's once again that God has spared our lives and has given us another opportunity to come to the house of prayer, and we ought to be glad about it. Day to all the Father, and especially to my Father, my earthly Father, as well as my Father in the ministry. Today marks the day that I've been in the ministry for 13 months. That's 1 year and 1 month, and during that time, I've been in front of some small crowds, and I've been in front of some larger ones. But since that time, I've had the privilege to have preached 61 times, and that is a blessing because I've been very busy. But for some reason, I feel more pressure on me now than I ever have before. So we solicit your prayers and your amen. Don and Greg, don't mind putting me in B flat. I want us all stand on our feet and sing my hymn together. Your attention to the 9th chapter of the gospel as recorded by Mark. Mark, the 9th chapter, and we're going to come.
Well, great and wonderful audience. I know y'all wanted to hear the rest of that sermon because it was rocking. It was rolling. And that was Pastor E. Dewey Smith, Jr., Father's Day. So quite a number of years ago, y'all, quite a number of years. He's changed so much since then. So, Barella, I'd like to tell you all, thank you for joining. Thank you for joining in. Thank you for doing your thing and getting this topic well out of the way, because I know some of my family members are going to listen to it on my Facebook show. Some might listen on my Twitter show. And so it just goes on and on. It's a question that a lot of us would like to be able to dodge, but guess what? You're not. Keep it real and keep it 1,000, because a lot of y'all ain't going to make it to where you want to go, no how. I don't care how much you fake it and shake it. You know what I'm saying? So you just got to do what you do and do what you do best, because what did Jeff Aycock say? Oh, I got to keep him off tonight, because, you know, if change is going to be made, y'all the one that have to make them. Because if you don't trust your kids to do the right thing, guess what? While you still got your senses, do what you do. Take care of your business. That's all I'm saying. Because guess what? You got to pass this way, anyway. Oh, I got down there. I got down. I know y'all want to hear the rest of that. But I ain't going to tell y'all. But do what you do, because guess what? Uncle Billy is back. Uncle Billy got a song for you. Uncle Billy got a thought in his heart for you. And guess what? It's time for me to go. So I'm going to, this is my best way to tell you. Holla! Y'all have a great day and a wonderful evening. And don't let the chiggers bite. And don't take wooden nickels, because they won't spend anyhow. Y'all holla, because I'm gone. I'm out of here. Good night.